Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pritz.
Spain says he supports Congress ending the filibuster to pass legislation protecting abortion in America.
Most important thing to be clear about is we have to change, I believe we have to codify Roe v. Wade in the law, and the way to do that is to make sure the Congress votes to do that. And if the filibuster gets in the way, it's like voting rights, it should be, we provide an exception for this, require an exception to the filibuster for this action.
The Supreme Court of the United States is not feeling the Biden administration's climate change agenda, ruling Thursday that the Environmental Protection Agency cannot pass sweeping regulations that could overhaul entire industries without additional congressional approval. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do you work from home? Feel good about yourself, as today is National Work From Home Day. Due to the Biden administration using Border Patrol agents to process illegal immigrant paperwork, the semi-truck carrying the people that died in the San Antonio heat was waved through numerous checkpoints.
The big rig used in this week's deadly smuggling attempt in Texas wasn't searched at several highway checkpoints, despite the fact dozens of illegal immigrants were packed in the back. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the state is taking steps to fix that security loophole.
Today I'm announcing that Texas is going to add additional truck checkpoints.
He says border agents are being taken off the line to work processing centers. He believes that led to the security lapse that allowed the 18-wheeler to make it to San Antonio. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Supreme Court of the United States ruled Thursday the Remain in Mexico policy can be allowed to end. The Trump administration program was designed to restrict immigration at the southern border. The Justice Department argued the federal immigration law gave the government discretion to return immigrants to Mexico while their asylum claims were being considered, formerly known as the Migrant Protection Protocols. The nation's capital has announced transportation problems for this holiday weekend.
Washington, D.C.'s Metro warned that customers could face wait times of up to an hour on July 4th as the transit agency grapples with a reduced number of rail cars on one of its busiest days of the year. The agency sidelined about 60% of its fleet in October after a train derailment revealed defects in Metro's 7,000 series rail cars, causing delays across the rail system that persist nearly 9 months later. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade will probably mean there will be more people interested in elections and how their elected representatives stand on abortion, but Bidenflation is what's concerning most Americans, so says Representative Vicki Hertzler, Wednesday on Newsmax.
But I think overall, most people are concerned right now about the Bidenflation that is preventing them from being able to even fill up their car with gas or find food at the store.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, it's time to roll your sleeves up, America. We've got a country to save. Thank you for joining in. 6 minutes after right now, at the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you, and Andy Berger's joining us. She's a survivor, author, and advocate, and speaks for Voices Against Human Trafficking. Andy, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Well, thanks, Bill. Good to be back.
Andy, before we talk about this 2021 federal prosecutor's report regarding human trafficking, which is shocking, I want to get your read, because it seems like this decision by the Supreme Court regarding Roe v. Wade, it's like dominoes just went crashing down across the table and has touched every aspect of American life, has it not?
It certainly seems to be that way, and it's just amazing. Obviously, from our perspective, anything that harms the child is not good, and we seek to protect the rights of all children. But it's definitely, in my lifetime, very surprising to see all of the reaction.
Well, I thought it was quite interesting. I mentioned this to a pastor friend of mine. I said, interesting that 49 years. Why now? Why 49 years later, 63 million babies approximately, as best we can tell, as you know, Guttmacher cannot give us the correct, so all these are estimates, and then we're not even counting the abortions that have been processed through mail order, through the abortion pill, that's going to cross over state lines, which is a whole other discussion yet to be debated at the state level. But, you know, after everything is all said and done here, Andy, just like human trafficking, this is a moral issue. Well, and I don't understand why people are not seeing it this way.
Well,
are we so amoral that we don't even know the difference anymore? Is that the deal?
Well, I will agree that over the past maybe, you know, 5, 10, 15 years that we have definitely desensitized our entire culture to the value and worth of children in general. Otherwise, I would not be out there trying to rescue them, you know, from traffickers and child abusers and things like that. It's as if, well, it's a project, or they're an object, and I can have the right to do what I want, but I'm going to choose that they can't have the right. And so it's very complicated, very confusing. And right, after 49 years, what has changed? I don't really have an answer for that, but I think that there's always going to be a turnaround at some point. Maybe people are finally saying, maybe we should protect our children, you know, from the very beginning.
In my humble opinion, Andy, to your point exactly, is I think it's the combination of experience and science. And this has been an organic movement that I have seen, you know, budding up over the last couple of decades, where women who have experienced it, and then along the way, this culture of death has had its way. And here we have an increased number of people, and particularly young people, committing suicide. Our lack of respect, like you said, in terms of valuing life, has denigrated to such a degree that it's just, you know, every weekend, we hear the casualty report coming out of Illinois, out of Chicago especially, and more children are shot, they're murdered, and it's just like, oh, hum. It's like Atlas Shrugged. Really? I mean, look, I think that this is really causing people to reevaluate our moral compass right now. And I think that in the same way as human trafficking, I mean, our border is wide open. You know, people hear about the thousands of people coming across, the cartels right there at the border that are America's, you know, human resource department. Amazingly,
yeah.
that we would subordinate our interests to the cartel that would capture particularly young boys and young girls, particularly in girls when we're talking about human trafficking. But it crosses both genders, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely. Boys are absolutely vulnerable because at the end of the day, cartels, gang leaders, traffickers, anybody stealing and taking human beings for profit. They don't care what gender, transgender, male, female, whatever it is. But, you know, here's my thought, Bill, is that at the end of the day, it shouldn't be a matter of agenda. It should be a matter of this is a human being at any stage of life, and we should protect and respect their rights. Because clearly, the traffickers don't care about their rights. You know, they're already adults. They're making money. They're doing what they're doing. Child abusers. This country has been losing, just the child abuse that is documented that we can get off of reporting, 5 kids a day just to child abuse, and 80% of those, Bill, are under the age of 5. So,
oh my gosh.
Like you said earlier, this has been going on for a long time. There's just more extreme examples of it, and that's why all of us have to stand up and say, okay, we still have to keep working. We still need to do a better job of, one, protecting kids, or one, supporting the fact that they have value, they have worth, and they're not sex objects. They're not tools to get cheap labor. They're not, you know, they're not disposable because I just don't like them. We have to stand up and revolt.
Well, because at the end of the day, what does that do to the to our society? I mean, legal or illegal, they're coming in and they're contributing to the culture here. Do we want people who have been debilitated and compromised? Does that build for a strong society?
Well, look at what dysfunction has done for the last generation. You know, not a whole lot of good. And look at the violence that's happening, the fatherless boys, or the, you know, the divorced parents who can't manage kids, or the grandparents raising a second set of kids. It doesn't really matter what the process or what the unit looks like. It's the fact that children are no longer a priority, and they haven't been in this country for a long time. And they're very vulnerable. You know, they're very easily manipulated, just like I was by my own immediate family trafficking and abusing me, but they're very easily manipulated by parents. Look at way back when, this will date me, but the JonBenet Ramsey, you know, the mother, the one that wanted her daughter in the beauty pageants, and all of that kind of stuff. Our own greed or our own need for something maybe we didn't have or don't have gets projected onto kids who are innocent, you know, in the purest form. But then you add social agenda or cartels or gangs or people of influence who decide, hey, you know what? They're not going to be able to talk, or no one's going to care, you know, or I'll have my friends cover me. And so they grab the kids and the teenagers. We know, for instance, that one of the ways that, besides the internet, which is the biggest recruiting ground for any predator, sexual or otherwise, but summer jobs, take something innocent like that, because, you know, we're in the middle of summer now. A teen or a young girl or young boy says, oh, yeah, I want to do that, or I want to be a model, or I want to have a job where I can get some money. And they go, and maybe they don't have a car, and the person who places the ad says, oh, don't worry, I'll pick you up. We have a van, and we're going to pick up a lot of kids just like you.
Man, it seems on the surface yet so innocent. But, you see, this speaks of our culture, Andy. We've kind of set ourselves up for this, haven't we not? We've kind of, you know, we've groomed the culture and the environment that really has created this vulnerability for our kids. Again, this is what happens when we become amoral and we abandon truth and we allow the building blocks of our culture to be compromised and attacked, like our family, our fathers, our mothers, and of course now our kids. Andy Berger is with us, and our conversation will continue right after this. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and Andy Berger continues with us. Andy is a survivor herself, an author advocate, so she knows from what she talks about when we talk about human trafficking. And the shocking report here, 57%, get this number, 57% of U.S. human trafficking victims were minors. This according to a 2021 federal prosecutions report. Andy, This is so shocking to think of this. And I know for some people it's hard to get their brains around just how rampant this is, even amongst the churches today. In a sense, it's a silent scream. How many people are sitting in the pews and okay, we just got disconnected with Andy, so we're going to reconnect with her. But, you know, my question is, you know, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. How many people have been human trafficked that are sitting in the pews today at Sunday services? Again, it's another one of those silent screams that is happening in the churches today. And I got to tell you, I'm encouraged because of what this year represents in the Hebrew calendar. We talked about this with Phil Hotzenpiller on Monday, that this is the year 5782. It is a year of awakening. It's a Jubilee year. And as I was talking with Dr. Tony Evans yesterday, we were talking about the special meaning of 5782. And it's actually, you get double for your trouble. You know, so think about this, that we are on this verge, and what's happening right now, it's a new thing, and as the Bible says, can you not see it? Can you not see what's happening? So it is this awakening that is taking place in this magnificent Jubilee year that God has ordained. And I believe this is one of the reasons why Roe v. Wade was turned back to the states, and all this came to a head, and along with it, as we were talking with Andy earlier, is the domino effect that will have and go all the way back to first principles, back to the moral degradation of our society, to where we take a pause, a serious pause, and say, okay, how are we going to address this issue? And Andy, I was just telling, you know, people what you had shared with me, that 57% of U.S. human trafficking victims were minors. I mean, that is mind-blowing. Yeah. To think about this and how pervasive and prevalent it is.
Absolutely. Well, and again, we talked about, you know, the child abuse statistic. We know that just based on reporting, okay, that report is based on what's been reported. And remember, minor is 18 years or under. I actually think it should be 21 years and under, because just because somebody's 20 doesn't necessarily mean, you know, they have the maturity. But at this point,
well, especially if they've been abused, Andy, for, you know,
Absolutely.
Since they were little kids. I mean, what is their age equivalent at 21? Even I would dare say 30, and they've been dealing with this, you know, with this shame, this attack on their personage all these years. I mean, their maturity level has got to be compromised, has it not?
Yes, and here's the thing. Even with the over 300 kids in Central Oregon that my husband and I either assisted in or directly rescued, they were intellectually ahead, like I was as a young person, because of survival and needing to cope and all of that. But emotionally, they were still very naive and young in a lot of ways. And people say, well, how can that be? Well, because they didn't get the nurturing. I didn't get what I needed to emotionally figure out what a relationship should be or what was safe or what wasn't. But intellectually, I did great in school because I applied myself. So I had to as I grew older. So it's very convoluted for a victim. It is a life sentence. And there are just people, we just heard the R. Kelly report,
yes, exactly.
30 years for child trafficking, and he still has to face charges for child sex abuse material and pornography in another area. And I'm like, there are just some people that go overboard, the perversion. And like you said, going back to where we were, I mean, think about just in 2022, the projection, because of the massive increase in encounters just at the southern border, is projected to be 240,000 encounters for the month of May 2022. They don't have all the stats yet, but that is the very conservative projection. How many of those are kids? You know, the majority, you have cartels, you have gangs. So there you go. So many coming into this country. How are they going to survive?
Yeah. And where is the civic responsibility on this, Andy? I mean, you can say, oh, R. Kelly, you know, he's such a deviant, you know, 30 years. I can tell you, I mean, I was a conduit because I was involved with a radio station in Los Angeles at the time, and we had, you know, a coveted suite for all these concerts, and I happened to be in an R. Kelly because I had some clients there, and an R. Kelly concert, and he was disgusting. I mean, the things he was doing on stage was deviant.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, wait a minute, you know, we talk about red flag rules, laws and all these other things, you know, all these dangers that, you know, society just says, well, you know, they just kind of shrug over and just say, well, it's the kids. It's no big deal. You know, the language that's being put out there in music today. In fact, the other day, I got to tell you, disgustingly and surprisingly, really, you know, because I started doing Peloton bike riding, right? I mean, that's the big rage now.
Yeah.
And so I started, you know, exercising on a Peloton. And this one instructor that I've ridden with many times, you know, pretty much straight up. Music's pretty straight, pretty basic, all that, nothing, not a big problem. And so she happened to be doing what was presented as a rhythm and blues R&B, you know, ride kind of deal. Well, it actually turned into be a rap thing, and the first sounds of it were absolutely grotesque and crude. And her response is, and her response admittedly, she goes, yeah, the lyrics are rough. If you don't like it, you don't have to ride with me. Well, bye-bye.
There's no concern.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Absolutely.
And see, but this contributes to the cultural grooming and acceptance of this kind of behavior. And then, you know, it's like, you know, R. Kelly gets 30 years and the rest of the culture says, oh, okay. But, you know, it's like, wait a minute. We participated in this, just like what's happening at the border. We're participating in allowing Joe Biden to leave our border open to promote all this. And we know the drugs, the sex, the rock and roll, the human trafficking is going on. And what are we doing? We're Atlas shrugging over this whole thing.
Well, and the greater surprise, even though we know that in order to have victims, you have to have predators. And yes, not to startle anyone, but they also go to church. They also go to daycare. They also teach your children, you know, all of that. But every 40 seconds, a child 18 years and under is abducted in the U.S. They are taken or lured into something that looks safe. And simply put, grooming is a process where a human trafficker or predator tries to identify and ultimately control someone for the purpose of trafficking them or using them in any way possible for profit. And whether that's organ harvesting or it's sexual activities or it's labor activities, it's wrong. And why aren't the churches? Every house of worship should be up in arms. They should really be after, hey, first of all, have we vetted our own staff out?
Exactly.
Right?
And we're finding out, according to Barna, that to your point exactly, and when we were disconnected, you didn't hear this, but I said, how many kids in the pews on Sunday have been trafficked, have been sexually abused, and there is another one of those silent screams, whether we're talking about abortion, but human trafficking and child abuse, and it's right there in the pews on Sunday, but we're not addressing it.
Absolutely. I was taken to church by my predators, my family predators. I was told, you know, behave, don't look at anyone sideways. Any indication that I even tried to get help or tried to get anyone to emote to me that might, you know, give me a second to tell them what was going on, I was severely and over a long extended period of time punished and hurt for that. So the victim doesn't have a chance. And then, you know, in my case, my birth mother used the Bible as her authority to do what she did to her children.
Wow.
So
amazing.
How crazy is that?
Well, this is the craziness of sin. And this is what happens. And this is an offense against God's creation, against God himself. But until we decide as a society to return to first principles and turn to God, sadly, these kind of stories will continue to abound. And these numbers that we're hearing right now, as tragic as they sound, even at this level, it's like, how much more shocking will they become? Will this be another chapter of the devastation, just like what we've experienced and our understanding about Roe v. Wade, Andy? We've got about 30 seconds left. I'm going to let you finish it up and tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Awesome. VoicesAgainstTrafficking.com. Go to VoicesAgainstTrafficking.com. You'll get information. There are helplines and hotlines to put in your phone right away today. There's more information about our educational programs and, of course, our book that you can buy as a handbook.
You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least four times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden, speaking at the NATO summit in Madrid, Spain, says he supports Congress ending the filibuster to pass legislation protecting abortion in America.
Most important thing to be clear about is we have to change, I believe we have to codify Roe v. Wade in the law, and the way to do that is to make sure the Congress votes to do that. And if the filibuster gets in the way, it's like voting rights, it should be, we provide an exception for this, require an exception to the filibuster for this action.
The Supreme Court of the United States is not feeling the Biden administration's climate change agenda, ruling Thursday that the Environmental Protection Agency cannot pass sweeping regulations that could overhaul entire industries without additional congressional approval. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lowered blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Dr. Van Zyl is going to be joining us from the Middle East Forum. The topic is has to do with undercover reporting. You know, without a doubt, it's a crucial element of public journalism in the United States, has been for years, and this has been the problem with journalism. Journalism is kind of gone by the wayside. It's just old school and has almost become irrelevant, and there's few and few places available where true public journalism is being exercised. There's entities, thank God, you know, for James O'Keefe and others, even, the focus on Western Islamism, the Middle East Forum publication, others that have done this, you know, apart from what is generally considered to be the mainstream media and why we're supposed to have a free and fair press. They have, decided to go MIA on us, and this is really a true threat to democracy. But yet they will tell you what they're doing is to promote democracy. But, you've got to consider the end game and the fruit of their efforts here. It is far from being democratic and probably resembles more of something coming out of, Russia or China, the likes that you might refer to as propaganda. And Dexter Van Zyl joins us now. Dexter, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Boy, we have a battle here. There's no doubt about it. When journalism has been hijacked, is so critical to a democracy that even institutions would say that it dies in darkness. And there's a lot of darkness these days that covers journalistic endeavors.
Right. I think one of the things that people talk a little bit about, journalism, democracy dying in darkness. I think it also dies in the face of journalistic cowardice. And that's really one of the things that we're struggling to kind of to confront here at Focus on Western Islamism. We're basically trying to say, look, this is an important story. You need to cover it. And one of the things that we have found is that essentially there are certain types of, authoritarian movements that journalists will pay attention to, or radical movements. They will write mm-hmm. extensively about the threat of, like, white supremacism, but they will not deal with the issue of Islamism, despite the fact that it's a huge problem, and it can lead to violence, a continued violence down the road if we don't confront it.
Dexter, when you look at these threats in concentric circles, where does white supremacism come in terms of an immediate threat to democracy?
Well, you see, and I think that's an interesting thing. I think on one hand, you kind of have a moral obligation to stand up to it. And just personally, you know, I have been actually demonized and vilified on some of these white supremacist websites. So it's not something that I want people to ignore altogether. But at the same time, they're a very small movement. They don't have connections to radical or authoritarian movements overseas, and they don't have essentially any real support amongst the larger population. The mm-hmm. problem is that Islamism does have some support, and is actually the problem is that Islamists in the West have been able to assert cultural hegemony over Muslim communities here in the West throughout
exactly.
Europe and the United States,
mm-hmm.
And essentially make it so that if you are to criticize Islamism, you end up basically being accused of Islamophobia in a form of bigotry, whereas it's quite safe and reasonable to condemn white supremacism. Nobody's really going to come out and say, oh, you're an anti-white bigot if
right.
you condemn white supremacism.
Right. Well, the supremacy that I see running rampant throughout our country is elite supremacy. You know, that's what I see happening, where, you know, it is made way to a myriad level of justice system that exists in our country today. It is antithetical to our constitutional principles, and they're covered by the mainstream media. And they're allowed to basically get away with murder, essentially. And I know that sounds a bit extreme. And I do want to get back on Western Islamism in just a moment. But I just wanted to get your read on this elite supremacy that is running with impunity.
Well, I think one of the things is that if you have the proper politics, it's more likely that you're going to be allowed to engage in acts of disruption or violence in the streets. Than if you don't have the right politics.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
the thing is that for me, if you disrupt law and order, you should basically be punished, you should be prosecuted, and you should be jailed to the full extent of the law.
Exactly.
And I think one of the things that I have seen is recently is over the past few years is that we have seen people come, you know, the fellow travelers of the Islamist community have mm-hmm. been able to essentially get away with disruptive behavior in the streets in a lot of cities. And it's not a good thing, because what it does is that it sends a message that ultimately you can't rely on the government to enforce the law. And once that happens, you have a real problem.
Exactly. Well, here we are in this country today. Every state of the union has lost a citizen to the hands of an illegal immigrant. And they're not all from Mexico. This is around the world, these illegal immigrants who have come into the country, and they choose not to obey our laws. And, of course, you have some other dangerous traditions that, you know, come into the country, especially when you talk about Islamists, and at the risk of sounding, you know, Islamophobic, but it's hard to square up the circle. And we've talked with other experts, other, you know, people who have come from, you know, Muslim countries, and they agree with passion that this is a round peg in a square hole, that, you know, people come into our country, they take advantage of our freedoms, and they want to bring their traditions that do not comport with America. However, if it was the other way around and Americans going into their countries, heaven help you. Because if you don't toe the line to the Muslim traditions, your head's going to be handed to you in more ways than one.
Well, We published a number of articles by moderate and reform-minded Muslims at Islamism.news. That's the URL for our website. Good. And just recently I published an article by Wasiq, who is a reform Muslim in the United Kingdom. And he said, look, these Islamists, they don't speak for the Muslim community. They don't speak for us. And all they just promote an attitude of grievance and unhappiness on the larger community that doesn't work. And the things that they're more worried about is being able to advance in their careers and buy homes and buy jobs and live in peace with their fellow citizens.
Right.
And what happens is that these Islamists are basically, they are the ones who get access to the media, and they're the ones who have that government officials have typically reached out to because they're better organized.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really one of the goals that we're hoping to accomplish at Focus on Western Islamism, is to promote an understanding that, look, these Islamists don't represent the goals and desires of rank and file Muslims living in the West. You know, there are some, mm-hmm. they can promote grievance on the part of some segments of the Muslim population, but that there is an opening and an opportunity to wrest away the hegemony that they've been able to exercise. But it's just going to take, it's going to take some gutsy journalism, and also it's going to have to take some work on the part of the Muslim community itself. To a certain extent, non-Muslims are going to be bystanders to this mm-hmm. sea change that is taking place. But we can at least do no harm by not funding, giving public money to mosques and Islamic centers that promote jihad, and,
exactly.
and not engaging in interfaith dialogue with Islamists mm-hmm. who promote jihad and say and promote values that are antithetical to Western values, and also to the values that are adhered to by significant numbers of Muslims.
Mm-hmm. And where's the courage of our leadership? What's happened there, Dexter? I mean, they have to participate in this, do they not?
Well, I think we have, you know, interestingly enough, Rashid Hussein, who's the U.S. ambassador at large for, you know, dealing with human rights and religious freedom, one of the things that he has done, he is a Muslim himself, and he's a Democratic appointee, he has condemned blasphemy laws worldwide. So there is some good news out there.
Right.
And that, I think we have to pay attention to that, because if we don't pay attention to the good news, we just come across as angry and embittered.
Exactly. Got to go to break. More from Dexter Van Zyl after this.
Stop, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a quarter of a million high-quality health plans. Providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, it's the way it is, huh? When things that we hope for, sometimes we just haven't seen it yet. But things are happening. There's no doubt. And I think that the pronouncement with the Supreme Court decision and decisions, I might say, including the latest one regarding the EPA, I believe is all indicative that there is a positive movement in this country, Dexter Van Zyl. I think that we can be very hopeful about these ensuing months and these years ahead, because it seems like the country is, has kind of fought itself out. And as I often tell my kids, experience defines preference. And with this experience, that we have been subjected to, in many levels of our government and our lifestyle, I think we're starting to turn back to first principles. Maybe I'm overly optimistic. My father has always accused me of that, but I have some optimism for us.
Well, I think there is room for optimism, in particular in reference to the issue of Islamism, because I think people are starting to recognize the importance of the First Amendment. And they realize that the challenge of or the accusation of Islamophobia is basically an attempt to stifle people's free speech about this issue of Islamism. And I think that that's really one of the things that I'm really actually very hopeful for. It's going to take an awful lot of work, but I think one of the things that we're going to have to see is once we start to see people cover groups like the Islamic Circle of North America and the Muslim American Society, and these are organizations that have ties to Islamist organizations overseas. They were founded by people from the Jamaat-e Islami organization, that in the case of ICNA, or has ties to that organization, and also the Muslim American Society, that they have ties to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that do they operate with direct orders from those organizations? No, but they still want to advance an authoritarian, minoritarian agenda. And, you know, for example, just recently at their conference in Baltimore, they had speakers on the stage that have promoted jihad, defended the practice of sexual slavery, and yet we had two politicians from Minnesota appear on that stage, Keith Ellison and Ilhan Omar. And the thing is that we wrote about it, we promoted some awareness about it, and journalists didn't pick it up. But the thing is, the information is out there, and I think over the next year or so, I think people are going to start, in the next few years, when people realize that their interests are at stake, we're going to start to see some real change on this issue. And also, there's going to be pushback from Muslims as well.
Well, I think we have to re-embrace some common sense here. There's no doubt. I mean, this is a country that is a melting pot of immigrants. But they have come here, just like my parents did, to assimilate and reinforce this American idea that we're celebrating next week on 4th of July, this great American idea. And so, look at, yes, you're welcome to come to this country and advance our ideals. But to come in and destroy it, well, then I'm sorry, you know, and actually I'm not sorry. I don't apologize, because that is a threat, which, you know, for me, being a former Marine, I have a vow that doesn't expire, that I must defend our country against enemies foreign and domestic. It is a vow without expiration. And there are many like me who have taken that same vow. And this is why it is difficult and brain bruising for us when we see, you know, how people are coming into the country, taking advantage of our hospitality, our beneficence, to undermine and destroy this great American idea, like as if they have something better.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank you for your service. My uncle died in Iwo Jima in 1945, 4th Marine Division, and it's been a huge part of our family history. Wow. And so, but I think I agree with you, and I also think that you have more friends and we have more allies than we knew we had.
Exactly.
And I think that they're going to start to come out of the woodwork in the years ahead, in the months and weeks and years ahead. And a lot of it is going to be historically, the Muslim community here in the United States, the people who came from the Middle East, they wanted to flee authoritarian movements. That's why they came here. And now what we see is that some organizations are promoting an authoritarian agenda, and they're going to start to see more pushback because people realize that that's what's going on. Mm-hmm. And that's what our job is at FWI, Focus on Western Islamism.
And the thing that's interesting, Dexter, is not only amongst the Islamists, there are other cultures that are coming in. You know, for example, Hispanics, their neighborhoods are being bombarded with illegals that do not have an interest in assimilating into the American culture. They want to take over. I mean, I will tell you, I was at a concert. It was a Mana concert in Southern California. And the band is declaring from the stage that the vision they have is that Mexico will once again reclaim its rightful possession of California and take over the land. And it was amazing. You know, I mean, the stadium was to capacity. The arena was to capacity, I think, over 18,000 people. And the loud cheers that went up for this, and I thought, you got to be kidding me. You people came here, you know, from Mexico, Central America, to get away from all the oppression and the corrupt governments, and you want to bring that to California? Are you kidding me? I mean, unfortunately, you've got that kind of idiocy that's taken place no matter the culture. You know, whether we're talking, you know, Muslims, Islamists, you know, some crazy Hispanics, whatever. But it's just the idea, again, there needs to be that clear. Like you say, there's more of us than them. And there needs to be that rallying cry that says, look it. You know, you're welcome to participate in this great American experiment if you're going to add to the proposition. If your interest is to take away and destroy, you're not welcome here. Any more than you'd be welcome into my home if you came through the front door as somebody, as an invited guest to have dinner and for us to share cultural experiences, or if you came in to murder my family. I'm sorry, I'm not going to welcome you, you know, into my home and around my dinner table. Is that fair?
I think we've been through periods like this before. We have seen, we've had difficulties like this before in the United States. And what has happened is the people eventually come to their senses because they realize that they don't have any other place to go to. And we're all here for the duration. That's
right.
I think one of the things that we have to recognize. And so I think over the long haul, we're in for a rough ride, particularly in issues related to Islamism and the failure of our elites to address the issue. But I think over the long haul, it's going to be all right. It's going to be very difficult. It's going to be a rough ride. But we have the information and the evidence and the truth on our side, and
exactly.
I think we're going to win.
And law and order defines this, doesn't it?
Right. And also equal rights before the law. One of the things that's interesting is that people will condemn white supremacism, correctly so. But they will not address religious supremacism, in part because they don't want to offend people's religious sensibilities. But Islamism is a political agenda. It is a political movement that has its roots in Islam, but it is a utopian agenda that is not embraced by significant numbers of Muslims. And I think that we're going to be in a position to essentially enlist the help of everybody that essentially wants to use whatever their faith is to inform their private lives, but not impose it on society at large. And Zudi Jasser, who is one of the more prominent reform Muslims here in the United States, and I think he was also in the U.S. Navy, he says, look, I regard my faith as a pietistic faith that helps me organize my life and helps me be a blessing. And I'm paraphrasing him right now, to the people around, be a blessing to the people around me.
Right.
But he does not want to practice some sort of dominance or dominion over other people. And any time people have tried to do that in the United States, they generally have their heads handed to them, or their hats
exactly.
to them, excuse
right.
me. Yeah.
Well, heads too, you might say. I know I said that earlier, and I thought about it for a moment, but certainly we know the reality of that as well.
Right.
you're exactly right that there are what some would refer to as reformed or conforming Muslims who want, just like you said, again, we've gone full circle on this, that want peace. They want what most America wants, and that is to be able to go and provide for their family, raise their families in a safe community where they have a fair chance at realizing, all that the American dream encompasses. Right, Dexter?
Right. And I think that's why people come here. And the thing is that we have to wake up and say that's why we stay here.
Right.
And we've got a better future than sometimes we think we do.
Well, but like you said, we've got an uphill battle to fight, and we've got some things to clean up along the way that have been the result of the breakdown of law and order and the lawlessness that's been running rampant, because it's not just, Black Lives Matter. I mean, it just goes to the very core of who we are as America and what this American ideal is about.
Yeah. And I think we all need to hang in there.
Amen.
And trust one another as best we can.
Dexter, how can people... 15 seconds left. How can people be in touch? Go ahead.
Islamism.news, that's our website. Also, they can go to meforum.org.
Dexter Van Zyl has been with us. Dexter, thank you so much. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population dies,